You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning and happy Saturday. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ, and I am Gina Della, your host, sitting alongside Ross Sabaki. Good morning, Ross. I feel like I say the same thing every single solitary time. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, but you say it with such excitement.
I am excited to see
right.
you.
I know, that's why I said such excitement.
You.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Think of your first date.
In my life?
Yeah, that's the first date.
Oh, God, it was with this wrestler from, ew, why do I have to think about that? was yucky. He was a year older. It was yucky. And he didn't talk. He was quiet.
Did you go on a second date?
With him? No.
Because you just went on one date. Yeah. Perfect analogy. That's fantastic. So we went on one date with him. You didn't do a second one. Imagine if you decided you were going to get married with him just based off of one date. How would have that turned out?
I love where this is going. It would have been terrible. We would have been annulled in 7 minutes.
Right. That's why we have to have multiple dates with people before we make and get married, have a relationship with them, right? So we had Adam on last week, and we're bringing him back. And I kept thinking about that of like, if you shouldn't, because I think I made that mistake too, is like I didn't go through with my builder when I did our project to like date him, to get to know, like, how does he go through and handle situations, you know, to build that connection to see, is this going to be a good relationship that's going to work out, or are we going to end a divorce?
I love that. You are so good, Ross.
With analogies, thank you.
Well, there you go. So with that being said, we have invited Adam Billingsley back with Realistic Builders. You know, last week we dug into the heart of custom building as much as you can in a 30-minute show.
And we had some open still that we had to talk about, like the notebook and all those other good things that listeners want to hear.
Correct. So this week we're going to talk about the notebook. We're going to look into some of the trends that are really popular, some of the innovation, okay, and some of the game-changing choices that truly do make the homes unforgettable. I love when I go through homes. I didn't even know something was invented and it's in their home.
Oh, correct.
Do you have any of those in your remodel, Ross?
I'm trying to think of... No, because honestly, most of the things that we put in, the bigger one would be like kitchen and stuff like that, is because I saw those in other customers' homes when I'd be at their house. And I'd ask them questions. Hey, what's the... Actually, your house was the microwave drawer, the drawer in the microwave. That was your house. We're like, hey, we have to do that. That's where most of our, I think, things came from that we just saw in other people's homes.
Saves counter space. Mine was going to Lodge Kohler when I'm at the Green Bay office and staying there and having the digital controls in the shower. And you have the rain head thing. I don't even know what's above, but you have three different
And a ton of power. It's like a car wash.
It is. Yeah. And it controls the temperature. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Well, when we return, we are bringing Adam back. And we're going to start talking about designing for today and from the vision to reality. You are listening to What's the Difference? I'm Gina Della. Welcome back to What's the Difference? I am Gina Della, your hostess, alongside Ross. And welcome back, Adam. Thank you for coming back.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
You just heard Ross talk about, well, he made me think about someone I hadn't thought about in a long time.
I know. It was great when you're just like thinking like, who was the first date I went on?
Right. You can tell we definitely don't plan these things. Adam, I'm not trying to go down a negative road, but I have to ask you, have you ever had to break up with somebody?
I have. I was dating a physicist once, and a builder and a physicist just were on two very different levels.
Because are you more creative and they're just black and white? Or like, what are some of the bad things?
I'm more creative, organic, and a physicist is very structured and, you know, by the book.
These
are the way everything goes.
Oh, I can't even imagine a second date with that. Ugh, that's right where I was with the wrestler situation. Okay. Well, what a beautiful segue into... you know, let's talk about some of the shifts in what homeowners want today with regard. Let's just start with, you talked about the can lighting. Let's talk about lighting. You have indoor, outdoor, natural light. Just that's got to be a handful.
Sure. A lot of people today are looking for indirect lighting, unique ways to light up walls or to not have the light fixture be so directly in your face as typical overhead lighting can be. The other thing we see is a lot more windows going into houses today that we build. People want a lot more natural light coming into their house. So it's a great way that we partner with Pella and your innovation to make sure that the UV rays are not fading through the glass, all of the beautiful furniture and woodwork that we've created in the home or put in. And then another thing Pella does is your attention to detail with your windows, the stepping on your windows when you're in. When you're making your windows, they just look like a beautiful art form that you're looking out through. So most things that we do, we try to keep all the lights in mind, but also try to keep them as hidden as possible. We don't want to draw attention to them unless they're meant to draw attention to them, like a hanging fixture mm-hmm. or something similar, a sconce. But otherwise, we try to make them as seamless as possible. Dimmers everywhere. Nobody wants to be on a you know, look like they're on a runway at night. From their house, uplight the trees around your house, which accents your home beauty versus lights coming out of the soffit.
Oh God, I'm thinking of a house in my neighborhood right now. You mentioned UV. Ross, you know what this makes me think of? How important it is. People don't realize how damaging the UV rays, the sun can be. I mean, we've all probably seen the floor under a kitchen table when you have an area rug and you lift it and it's faded. But we had a customer who we had to redo all of the windows outside of Beloit.
Okay, I don't want to say the name, of course, yes.
But to the tune of a $200,000, it was a very huge, beautiful home to the tune of $200,000 because all of their beautiful cherry wood cabinets mm-hmm. and their custom furniture, custom upholstered, everything custom was faded because, that's an example yeah. of being penny wise in the beginning and dollar foolish, because then they had to have, they didn't know back when they built, this was years right. ago, but do it right the first time, right, Ross?
Well, yeah, the cost of the things that were damaged and lost far outweighed the cost of what should have been originally, which was a small upgrade for the correct glass, but even for like going through and redoing it. Yeah.
Right. It was heartbreaking. Adam, I want to ask you, how do you as a builder stay ahead of the curve with all these trends?
Trends change daily right now, so you try to keep up with it as best you can. Some trends, though, we try to steer people away from because they are just that. They're a trend. They're here today. They're gone tomorrow. Color drenching, for example, is a very big trend right now where you take one room and you paint it all the same color, typically a darker color or a fun color. That is a huge trend right now.
So back that up again. Can't let that one slide. What did you call that?
Color drenching.
Color drenching. So you take one room and you paint it dark brown, okay? What's the
or
drenching
black.
Come from? Just because it's all the same color?
Basically, like if you were to drench water on something, you know, the whole thing would be covered in water. Like,
interesting. Okay.
So you're basically calling the room a color drench. So you take a room and you paint it all a beautiful shade of orange or green or something, and it's that person's happy place.
Usually I'll see that with kids' bedrooms where the girls is the pinkest pink you've ever seen. And then I guess it's color drenched because that's what I see.
So did you just say that was a trend, or you're trying to talk them out of that trend?
It's a current trend right now. I don't try to talk people out of it because if they've come to me with that, usually their mind is made up and they are set on.
They love it.
They love it. Yes.
Got it. Well, and paint can be changed.
Paint can easily be changed.
That's
right.
A safe trend.
That
We're
is
not,
a safe trend.
You're not trying to talk someone out of being in love.
Correct. With a physicist.
And with a physicist. Thank you.
Oh, God. Now I'm distracted.
Well, I got lost in the color washing thing. So, you know me, and I'm not going to let it go. I'm like, hold on. Yes. Well, what about, hey, you said trends. How about technology? What's some new technology that you see?
Oh, yeah, the smart home
stuff. Yeah. There's a lot of that now.
You can take your home as far as you want. You can have your garage doors on your phone now. You can have your lights on your phone now. You can have your front door on your phone now. I have my front door where I can open and close it from my phone, the locking. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's coming by, I can open and shut it from that. You can put anything you want on your home. The biggest thing you need to make sure is that your home is set up with the Wi-Fi repeaters to handle all the load that all of these things are putting on it. I will say one thing we really push with people is putting in ceiling speakers, especially in your entertaining areas, because when you're talking to somebody, you don't want speakers coming at your face. You want the music to be above you to come down and go back up. So it's an ambiance thing. That's something really big that we push, especially for your TV areas, entertaining areas.
You say that. We had – that's a regret we have. So we started to do that in the ceiling with Sonos.
Yeah.
And then it was getting to be so expensive, so we covered them all up and bought the individual Sonos speakers, and we are forever remorseful because when you think about it, divide that cost by your 30-year mortgage – and you go back, but you start to feel at some point like, okay, $5 more here, $50 more here. When do you stop? But something like that, again, is another example of that's permanent. It's in your house.
So we try to just put those in the main living areas. And then in the bedrooms, we always tell people, maybe do a plug-in Sonos. It'll all work on the same system. But for your main entertaining areas, it's a really nice feature and makes your home feel elevated.
It's a good word.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Adam about making the difference and choosing the right builder and the right products. You are listening to What's the Difference? I am Gina Della. Welcome back to What's the Difference? And welcome back, Adam.
Thank you.
We just had our commercial break, and I know we always promise what we're coming back with, but then Ross says things, and then he stops saying things.
I tell myself to stop talking because
I
was asking
questions. Yeah, then he said stop talking. So what's on your mind?
Well, just to clarify, I didn't say you to stop talking. I told myself to stop talking. I don't want to come off too rude here. Adam was showing us a picture of a kitchen remodel that he did. It looks beautiful. One of the things, and it actually gave me some justification, is that because on this kitchen remodel, there's a very big island in the middle of the room like you'd expect, but instead, on the island, there's actually there's a cooktop. There's not a sink, is what we did too, because I told my wife, I'm like, I don't like that when I see people have a kitchen, they have a sink in the island and it's full of dishes, right? And the other thing is when you're cooking, I like the idea if I'm cooking, I can talk to everybody and face everybody. And I wanted to ask, is that something you're starting to see more of the sink in the island or the cooktop in the island?
It depends on the house. This one I pushed for the cooktop in the island because aesthetically it was going to look more pleasing with a flush hood up at the ceiling. So it'd make the room feel bigger than having the sink there with the faucet cramming the island up.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I think we were originally concerned about the ventilation, but like you have that nice
flush mounting.
And they do a fantastic job, right? They work great. No issues.
And the kitchen's the gathering place, so you should always consider when you're building, how are people going to gather? If they're trying to get around the backside of the island to wash their hands, now they're in your way while you're trying to cook Thanksgiving dinner or a party. Mm-hmm. You have to consider those things when you're designing your home.
Or a hood that's right in the way too, right? If you're talking to guests, you can't because there's something visually in there, and it would hide all the beauty that you've done with the cabinetry work and all those other things too.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for the listeners, this hood is literally up into the ceiling.
Flush.
And, wow, it makes me think my mom is 90. She was so ahead of the curve. She is a gourmet cook. And we just sold her condo. And it still looks like you just built it today based on what we did 20 years ago. And one of the things is she has the cooktop in the island. Mm-hmm. And we always gathered. And then it was an open, it went into the great room and it was nice and open. So I love that. I'm glad that's still a thing.
Absolutely. And do you ever notice everybody always gathers in the kitchen?
I know. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you're glad. It's a little stressful sometimes depending, Thanksgiving is probably one of the most stressful because you're trying to take that turkey out. You're making the gravy. You don't want it to get cold. That's a stressful holiday for everyone coming to the kitchen. By the way, I'm having it this year. So you can all go in the great room while I'm taking that turkey out. Okay. I had asked you, what are some common mistakes your homeowners make and how can we avoid them?
Common mistakes would be picking something out. I'll use a steam shower as an example. If you've never had a steam shower or you don't think you'll use a steam shower, don't spend the extra money to put in a steam shower. You should experience one somewhere before you make that large capital investment because 9 times out of 10, we just see them used for about the first month and then they just sit there. But if you're a person that thinks you'll use a steam shower, absolutely put it in. Make sure you have a place to shave your legs. Common mistake is that people don't think they need a place to put up their leg to shave their leg, and then we get called back to try and put something in so they can shave their legs.
Greg and I are standing here looking at each other, nodding, because as men, never would have thought of that one. That's, yeah.
But how true is that? I always want everything, and then I never use it. And I waste all that money. Like, honestly, you are so right.
You just are thinking of those little details that you wouldn't think of at that time, and then until afterwards, and you're like, oh, I should have did that.
Or people spend all this money in a whirlpool. How often do you really go in
Correct.
There?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So we try to get people to, we tell them to dream about their house at night and live through their plan. Keep it out on your kitchen counter and live through your plan, your daily life.
Do you see, everybody, just that is so different, Adam. Just you saying that, that is a step. It's common sense. It doesn't even have anything to do with the quality of the build yet. It's first getting us there. I love that, which I don't want to forget to talk about the notebook. Can you please talk about the notebook?
Sure. So we're also attached to our phones, that sometimes we tend to neglect our phones or forget what we're putting in our phones. So when we sign contracts with people, they receive a notebook and they receive a realistic builder's pen. And what they're to do is they're supposed to take that notebook with them to every meeting and write down what their selections are or something they need to remember. Because again, let's face it, you put stuff in your phone, you forget about it. We're on our phones all the time. Writing something down forces you to tangibly remember in your mind.
And you know right where it's at.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just the thought, like, okay, what did we pick for this color? And it's in my notebook. So now I know when I pick furniture out or whatever I'm going to do. It's a great idea.
How long did it take you to figure that out, to add that? How many people did you have to go back and look at their files?
7 years.
Oh, my gosh. I just said to my husband yesterday, you have to bring up the paint before our party on the 5th of July because we have to fix where I put hair coloring on the door. And he's like, I don't think we have the paint. What color is it? I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're literally talking about this on our radio show that we never wrote this stuff down. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, with that, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to return with Adam and wrap up. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back to What's the Difference? I am Gina Della. Adam, would you be kind enough? I know you shared with Ross and I a really fun story, success story of a homeowner. Could you share that with everybody?
Sure. I have a home that we're doing a 5,000 square foot addition on right now.
And addition.
Addition in Pleasant Prairie. And the homeowner put up a sign that says, thank you for building our forever dream home. Stay safe. And then they put their names. And as a builder and as a person that works on job sites, that just meant so much to everyone. A thank you to the people doing work on your project goes a long way.
That's it shows amazing. That they cared.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I think that was, that was impressive of
yes.
how they did that. Hey, can I back us up? You know me, I get lost in some things. And I just have to ask you, Gina, a quick question. You said you had hair color on your door. How is that possible?
Well, because I have to do my roots every 2 weeks and it's hundreds of dollars. So I only go to the salon every 4 weeks and then the off 2 weeks she gives me my color. And I don't know, I had pink for breast cancer, rubber gloves on. I must have touched something. Oh my gosh. See, I don't
Sorry.
Think of the things I say.
Oh, you said it. I apologize, Adam, to you on that one. I just got, sometimes I hear something, I just can't let it go. That was one of them. Well, I want to make sure too we bring this, because Adam, I had just heard recently that you had not just nominated for some awards, but you won a couple awards.
We recently won the Badger Craftsman Awards, which is put on by the Wisconsin Builders Association. We won Best Bathroom and Best Basement Build-Out for the state of Wisconsin this week.
That's awesome. That
yes,
is really
very
awesome.
Exciting.
When you win that, so it was off of a specific bathroom, I'm assuming, for example.
That
okay,
is correct.
What was unique about this bathroom?
We did slabs of porcelain around the entire shower that are 4 foot by 8 foot high. Single slabs.
Oh, I wish we could see all these different things. That is, and what was the other award for?
The award was for a bourbon room, a smoking cigar room and bourbon room we did in the basement. And then the bricks on the back wall are from the house we tore down, which belonged to the homeowner's grandparents.
Yeah, it's got a hidden bookshelf.
Oh, special. I saw that picture.
You saw the pictures, right? He had special air evacuation in there so he could smoke cigars in there and they would knock it into the house. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I would hardly call that a basement because that thing it looked amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Was there a lot of Blantons?
There was quite a bit of Blantons down there, yeah. Yes.
It's highlighted in the light, so you can see that in the picture. Yeah, yeah. 100%.
I am a bourbon girl. Maybe you could introduce me to them.
I'll see what I can do.
I'll bring them cherry pie or something. All right. Well, you can find Adam and Realistic Builders at realisticbuilders.com, a trusted partner of Pella. We're so excited to have had you. Thank you so much for spending two mornings with us.
We appreciate you. Thanks for being a trusted partner with Realistic Builders. We really appreciate everything Pella does to help our builds be a success.
Everybody have a great week. See you next Saturday. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Mm-hmm.